This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll in U.S. airstrikes on pro-Iran installations in eastern Syria has risen to 19 fighters. That's what a Syrian war monitor said on Saturday in one of the deadliest exchanges between the U.S. and Iran-aligned forces in years. The U.S. carried out strikes in eastern Syria in response to a drone attack on Thursday that left one American contractor dead and another one wounded, along with five U.S. troops. Washington said the attack was of Iranian origin. At least 23 people were killed and dozens injured by a tornado and strong thunderstorms which ripped across the U.S. state of Mississippi, the state's emergency management agency said, with the twister leaving a trail of damage for more than 160 kilometers. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he had been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And a scorched southwestern France braces itself for fires to come. This is VOA News. North Korea has claimed to have tested a nuclear-capable underwater drone designed to generate a gigantic radioactive tsunami that would destroy naval strike groups and ports. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Analysts were skeptical that the device presents a major new threat, but the test underlines the North's commitment to raising nuclear threats. The test this week came as the United States reportedly planned to deploy aircraft carrier strike groups and other advanced assets to waters off the Korean Peninsula. Military tensions are at a high point as the pace of both North Korean weapons tests and U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises has accelerated in the past year in a cycle of tit-for-tat responses. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In the U.S., police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others hospitalized after being found in a freight train. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
Pope Francis on Saturday updated rules on dealing with sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church, expanding their scope to include lay Catholic leaders and spelling out that both minors and adults can be victims. The Pope issued a landmark decree in 2019, making it obligatory for all priests and members of religious orders to report any suspicions of abuse and holding bishops directly accountable for any abuse they commit themselves or cover up. Russia's parliament speaker on Saturday proposed banning the activities of the International Criminal Court, or ICC, after the court issued an arrest warrant for President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of war crimes. The speaker said that Russian legislation should be amended to prohibit any activity of the ICC in Russia and to punish any who gave assistance and support to the ICC. And plans by the British government to move migrants out of hotels and into military bases or even disused ferries are expected to be announced within weeks. That's what Sky News reported on Saturday. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.